So, Jose, how does it feel to no longer be the only one to have bagged all four major competitions?
What do you mean?
Well, the Premier League, UEFA Champions League, Emirates FA Cup and UEFA Europa League.
No, I'm still the only one.
Not anymore.
What is this you are talking about?
BT Sport has all four competitions this season, and it's easy to watch on BT TV, Sky TV and online.
Unbelievable.
Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport will show 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Tribe. This is your host, Jason Lucart. This is episode 13. It is Thursday afternoon. Usually I've been doing these late at night after the game ends, but today we're trying something a little different. We're going right before the game starts. In a minute, I'm going to bring my guest on. It's Ryan Richards, who's been my my partner here for, I think this will be the fourth podcast he's been on. And Ryan is going to the game tonight at Progressive Field, and there's a big Let's Go Tribe meetup. So I don't know how many people. We'll see if he has any sense how many people are going to be there. And I'm stuck in Chicago, and I'm awfully jealous that I can't be there. So this is the best I can do. He's going to join me. I believe he's at the Great Lakes Brewery right now, hopefully enjoying a drink. And we'll see. He's going to be in a crowd. It might be a total disaster. You might never hear this. Anyway, since last week, the Indians had a fantastic road trip here to Chicago, swept a four-game series from the White Sox for the third time this year. They've now beaten the White Sox 12 times in a row, which I think is their longest winning streak against any opponent since, like, Lyndon Johnson was a president. And then three games in Kansas City, which didn't go as well, but they took one. And they're half a game behind Texas for that last wild card spot, with Tampa Bay only a game further ahead. I looked up some playoff odds. Zips has the Indians at 49% to get a wild card spot. Fangraphs has the Indians at 45%. And ESPN, the most optimistic at all, has the Tribe at 54%. So something like a coin flip, which if before the season started, you offered most Indians fans that, I think they'd say yes. Anyway, I want to see if this is going to work or be a disaster. So without further ado, Ryan Richards. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Having a good time here. A couple of people here. I think JK and Roar,
JK14
here.
Nice.
So I'm having a Nosferatu. He's having a Dortmunder, and Elliot Ness. So we got.
I'm an Elliot Ness guy too. But all excellent choices. And set the stage. Are you in the brewery, or are you sitting outside?
No, yeah, we're sitting out here. It's kind of a cloudy, overcast day, but I don't think it's going to rain. So hopefully we get this in here.
Good, and it's about 5:30, so you're probably getting the quitting crowd, the people just pumped out of from the crowd to get. Do you have any sense? Are there other people there who are there that head to the game or to watch the game now?
I see some Indian stuff around here. I think probably some people start going to eat here and then go to the game. It's pretty good crowd.
So when was the last Let's Go Tribe meetup that you recall? Anyway?
I think this is the first official one. I think there's been some in other cities that, like, it's kind of unofficial, pop-up, whatever. A couple people live in another city. I think this is the first one that we actually went to an Indian game. At least the first one that I've been involved with. So this is the first one.
All right. So going to the game, I'm sure that's exciting. Like I said in the intro, I'm awfully jealous I can't be there. How are you feeling about the Indians? Just lost to Kansas City last night, but only half a game out. Is the glass half full or half empty for you?
Well, still half full, but it's a kind of a Cleveland half full. Because, there's been so many, obviously, Cleveland kind of type endings to seasons that you kind of expect the worst. But your head tells you that if they just take care of business, they'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the schedule's, I mean, Houston's the worst team in baseball. The White Sox, I think, are the third worst team. The Twins are like the fifth worst team. You couldn't ask for a lighter. You know, the schedule's unbalanced, so the Indians get to play teams like the White Sox and the Twins that aren't going often, the Orioles have a lot more games against the Red Sox and the Rays and the defenders. You think the Indians are benefiting from that? If you were neutral, if you weren't an Indians fan, does that bother you? Do you think Major League Baseball needs to find a way to have a balanced schedule?
Well, yeah, I guess I'm sure Baltimore and New York are probably still ticked off that they're not in the Central Division, but really with the play-in game right now, I don't think it really matters, because before in the previous version of the playoffs, you had just one team, and that probably made it more unfair that you're in a weak division to do that. But now with the play-in game, I don't think it really matters at all, like, because making the wild card isn't really a big deal like it used to. I mean, you get into the playoffs, but you still have to win just one game just to get into the next round. So,
right.
But as far as the unbalanced schedule, I don't know if they're ever going to go back to it. I don't know if it's practical because that would be like two trips east to the West Coast. And it'd be kind of tough. That's the reason we went away from it. I don't think they're going to change it.
I agree, and I mean I think you'd be losing games against division rivals, which I think a lot of owners wouldn't like. I'm sure the Orioles and the Rays competitively they hate having to play the Yankees and Red Sox so many times, but financially that's a lot more tickets they're selling for those 18, 19 games every year. Well, speaking of the wild card game, the Indians, like I said, they seem to be about a 50-50 shot at it. Let's imagine they make it. Who's your ideal opponent for them?
Oh, ideal opponent? I don't know. What do you think? Who would you rather play in a one-game playoff?
I've been going back and forth too.
I'm asking the people here.
No.
Oh. Yes.
I'm just trying to think of
crowdsource this. What do they say?
Probably
Tampa Bay
or
Texas.
Maybe the Orioles get in.
Yeah, probably.
I'd rather play Texas.
Okay.
They've been on such a slide lately.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we have a goal for Texas here, because they're kind of been struggling of late. Their offense hasn't been really that good, and I mean, plus if they don't have Yu Darvish pitching,
right?
If they have to pitch Darvish like in a playing game or the last game of the season,
right?
That'd be my ideal opponent probably.
Yeah, I think you're right. The drop-off with the Rangers from Darvish to whoever else might pitch is pretty substantial. I think right now he's scheduled to pitch Saturday before the end of the season, and if he has to pitch that game, he couldn't be in the wild card game. So I think Texas and taking those points too late. I don't know. I mean,
And then Baltimore was probably, they don't have really the top-end pitcher, but their offense is
right.
Scary. So I guess I'd rather play a team with a good pitcher and a weak offense than a team with a weak pitching and a good offense. Maybe it's just me.
I'm hard-pressed to think it'll be anyone but Texas and Tampa. I can see one of them falling out. It's hard to picture both of them. Anyone you'd least like to play?
Probably, as far as the teams that are in it right now,
right.
I don't know. I hate to go and have to play it. I don't know. I think probably Tampa Bay, because their pitching is so good. Or actually, Kansas City would be a pain, because their bullpen is so good. I'm just saying, if you had to play one team, but if that lineup against, if it's Dean Steele pitching and that bullpen, that'd be a tough one right there. They're just one game situation. But the chances are that they won't be there.
No.
So
chances are it won't be against the Indians. I think if
it was
the Indians get there.
Okay. Yeah, if it was Tampa Bay versus Texas, probably at least like to play Tampa Bay.
Right. All right. How about on the pitching side for the Indians? I've talked about this the last couple of weeks on the podcast. There's only so much leeway they'll have for who pitches. Who would you prefer to see on the mound if you could pick a well-rested anyone from the rotation?
So, I never thought I'd be saying this, but Ubaldo. He's the guy that goes, number one, is pitching well. Number two, he'll go deep into the game. Now, granted, in a one-game playoff, we're not going to go 7-8 innings, probably. But I'd rather have him than anyone else right now.
I would, too. And, I mean, that's what I've said the last couple weeks. And every week, I guess I'm a little less surprised to be saying it. He's really turned into the ace. And for me, even if Masterson were back, I'd rather have Ubaldo.
I would too. I mean, I guess the second guy probably would be, I don't know. I'm not sure who the second guy is. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, Kluber has been good at times. McAllister's been good at times. Catherine Salazar, I don't think, would get the start unless... I don't know, unless they have to. But
it's Ubaldo Day.
It is Ubaldo.
It's called it on the day of the year.
Exactly. Well, they say Cole's called Ubaldo. So if that's the case, then
Cole's
going to
be in attendance tonight? Has anyone heard from Cole? Will he be there?
I haven't seen him. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Me too.
Everyone here is like, I just have this picture in my mind. I just want to see the bright. Yeah. So, yeah. It's Ubaldo.
Well, I think collectively, if the Indians get to the wild card, we need to help organize Let's Go Tribe meetups in Cleveland, Chicago, we've got New York, Denver. It's fun to get some people together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have you heard anything? Masterson, do you think Masterson does make it back before the end of the year? I feel like he's doing a lot of long throwing, but I haven't heard anything about him making a start.
They're saying on the reports that he's pitching well. He's, starting ahead of schedule. So maybe that means he makes more starts in the Minnesota series. Who knows? I mean, that would be a bonus. So what you would do is probably double up on Casimir and Salazar in one of the games. And then figure it out from there. But yeah, I mean, if he makes it, it's a bonus.
Yeah, I agree. All right, how about position players? The lineup's been a little better the last week or so, but pretty brutal in the second half. Let's say it comes down to that last game of the season, and it's a tie game in the ninth inning. Who do you want at the plate in a big moment?
I'd say Michael Brantley would be the guy. I mean, he's the guy you wanted with bases loaded.
Brantley?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, but can we keep Asdrubal?
Well, the question was asked, can we keep Asdrubal through next year? Should we?
Let's tackle Asdrubal. I am in favor of trading him away this offseason. It's impossible to say without knowing what the offers are, if they should do it or not, but in a vacuum, I'm in favor of trading Cabrera. How about you?
I think probably they're going to look for the trade Cabrera to be at the end of the in this winter.
Sure.
Although,
they could, but I don't think we're going to get weird.
Yeah.
I'd say keep them.
But yeah, I would say try to trade Asdrubal if you can, but I think they'll end up holding on to him because his salary is $10 million and they're probably not gonna want to trade him.
No, I didn't think of the salary.
They're probably not gonna no one's gonna want to trade for him.
I wrote about him this morning. He's having the strangest September. He's tied for the American League lead in home runs this month. And he's tied for the American League for worst batting average this month. And that's
it's kind of like Adam Dunn. He's kind of like Adam Dunn.
He's turned into Adam Dunn except for he doesn't walk. But he's striking out a lot. He's hitting a ton of fly balls. It's really bizarre to see. I mean, you know, it's a small sample. It's, you know, we're talking 2.5 weeks here, but it's been a really strange stretch for him. I mean, he's been the key player in a couple of big wins and a couple of big losses.
Yeah,
I do too.
And we're going to be
I think, I mean, Dribble's kind of had a weird kind of end of the season where he's kind of like been like a kind of a corner outfielder first baseman. And it's really, but he's a shortstop and he's not really a good fielding shortstop. So
he plays shortstop like a first baseman.
Exactly. And he hits like a first baseman, at least in September. DH for Adam Dunn type DH. Three true outgoing DH, whatever.
Bizarre. Yeah, I don't want to get too much into it. I mean, we could get into the whole Francisco Lindor thing, but we can save that for the offseason. But so, Michael Brantley, that's your man that you want at the plate in the big moment?
Michael Brantley would be my guy with a runner, a third, and one out.
Right.
I actually feel Swisher is doing pretty good right now, too, so he'd be second.
Yep, he's having a good month, too. And Carlos Santana continues to do what he always does, which is get on base a ton and drive a certain segment of the fan base nuts for not being, I guess, not being Joe Mauer or something.
If you need a walk, Santana's your guy. I don't know, maybe it's just my opinion, but, you know, Santana, I mean, he's a great on-base percentage guy. But I think Brantley and then Swisher would be the two guys.
Right. So how are you guys going to get to the game from the brewery when the time comes?
I think we're just going to walk over the bridge. The bridge over in Cuyahoga, and Progressive Field is right down the street there. So we're just going to walk over there in about, I don't know, 25 minutes or so. So we'll be there at half hour before the game and get in the bleachers and have a good time.
So, I don't even know that anyone will hear this before the game, but if I manage to get it posted and anyone's listening, where are you guys going to be sitting?
So we're in section 184, row U for Baldo. I think a couple of people got seats in row V, but we're gonna be kind of, it's kind of a, like, four or five rows up from the top of the bleachers, but they're still pretty good. So we're gonna
is that John Adams territory?
I think he's one section over. I think so.
Okay. So close. All right. I don't want to keep you too long because I know you've got company and beers to drink and a walk ahead of you. So I'll let you go. But last thing, how many wins do you think it takes to make the playoffs and do the Indians make it?
Well, I think I'd be pretty consistent. 8-2 is going to get him a playoff guarantee. 7-3 will be 90%. 6-4 is a 50-50 proposition. So I think to be really on the safe side, they got to win 8 games or 7. So 7-3, we should get at least a high record.
All right. And yes or no, do they get 7 wins?
Yep. 7 wins.
All right. Ryan is on record. He's optimistic. We're going to make it. Ryan, enjoy the game. Have a beer for me, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. That was Ryan Richards from the Great Lakes Brewery in downtown Cleveland. He'll be parading over to Progressive Field in a few minutes and meeting up with some other Indians fans for a big game. It's the Astros for 4 games starting tonight and then through the weekend. And the Astros are terrible. They're the worst team in baseball for the 3rd year in a row. And they've got a plan. I think the Astros are doing well. They're drafting well. I like what they're doing. But right now they're terrible. And the Indians really need to take 3 or 4 from them. And that should be a manageable goal. A sweep would be great, but 3 or 4 would be solid. And then they've got the White Sox and Twins next week to wrap it up. And Ryan said 8-2, which would get them to 90 wins. That's a lock to get them in, I think. I think 7-3 gets them in at least to a play-in game, which I guess is a play-in for a play-in in some ways. I'd feel good with 89 wins, which would be 7-3. That means they can lose one game a series, and we'll see. It's going to be exciting, I think. You know, everyone's been talking about the attendance in Cleveland and why aren't people going? And I don't know why people aren't going. whether they don't care about baseball, which I don't really think is the case. TV ratings are great this year, radio ratings. I think people care, they're just not going. And whether that's financial or it's just easier to watch the game on your big, beautiful flat screen HD TV, I don't know. But I can't get too bent out of shape about it. For me, this has been, you know, this is as exciting as it's been since 2007. And I'm not going to worry about who is or isn't enjoying it. And you shouldn't either. Enjoy it yourself. Let's hope the Indians win 7 or 8 of these next 10, starting with the series against Houston, and that when we talk next week, the magic number is just 1 or 2 for the first playoff spot in 6 years. Talk to you again soon. This has been Let's Talk Tribe.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. When traffic conditions are good, the national speed limit will apply. But when traffic becomes heavy, the speed limit can be reduced.
So, if you see a lower speed limit, slow down and stay within it.
By following speed limits, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.